Mobile app maker Liftoff claims Android may generate more app revenue this year than iOS. VentureBeat.com reports that even though 74% of global mobile is on Android, ad dollars have always poured into iOS at a greater rate. Although engagement is about the same for apps on each platform, iOS ads cost 2 to 7 times more than Android, and for a reason. iOS users tend to spend more. Liftoff sees mobile gaming as being the area that'll drive Android apps past iOS in dollars. They see lower costs on Android combined with higher installed register rates as being what pushes them into the lead. Stay tuned. We'll know later this year if Android does bubble to the top. Certainly, Samsung's just announced partnerships with Google and Microsoft Xbox will help Android to finally depose iOS as the king of mobile ad revenue. The chief strategy officer for Lyft, Raj Kapoor, gave the keynote yesterday at the Move 2020 conference in London. According to Automotive News, a key point he made was that autonomous cars will prove critical for the future of cities. He also warned that rideshare services and other for-hire car users should start moving to electric vehicles now before cities force them to do so. He did note that driverless cars bring some issues that may not be obvious at first. For example, a driverless car won't see a potential rider trying to wave them down on the sidewalk, nor can you tell the car to just drop you off here. Another point, in the U.S. particularly, most people identify themselves with driver's licenses and indicate organ donation in the event of death. How will those be handled as more and more people give up cars and licenses to be permanent riders in driverless vehicles for hire or mass transit? Of course, there's also the insurance issue of fault. If there's no driver, is it the owner of the vehicle or the maker who created the software and hardware to replace the driver? All issues we'll have to deal with in the coming years. Although a lot of buzz around Tesla is from its vehicles, the Model Y about to hit the road soon, and the unusual-looking, well, okay, ugly, pickup, the company's been busy with its other arm, too. TechCrunch.com says Tesla is ramping up installs of its solar tile roofs in the San Francisco Bay Area and will soon roll them out in Europe and China. In the Bay Area, there's a noticeable increase in ads for solar installations of the tiles and Powerwall storage units, the latter with some nice rebates or sale prices. The tiles are made in Tesla's Buffalo, New York factory. Elon Musk announced in a tweet he'll host a company talk there in April with media and customer tours of the plant. Several months ago, Tesla said they'd be ramping up installing as many as 1,000 solar roofs per week shortly. Google has announced plans to start initially warning Chrome users about insecure downloads and will then move to block them outright eventually. TheVerge.com reports Google will gradually ensure that HTTPS secure pages only will be able to download files over Chrome. The warnings will start with Chrome version 82, which is due out in April. Then when 83 comes out, executable downloads will be blocked from insecure sites with warnings applied to archive sites. Coming with version 84, PDFs and doc files will get the warning, and then in version 85, they'll add audio, images, text, and video files. All will be blocked from insecure sites by the time they issue version 86 of Chrome. I'm Clark Reed.